Chapter 1 Jesse Stone opened his eyes even before the alarm on his phone started to chirp. 5:58 a.m., Sunday, 4th of July weekend, cold sober. Stone cold. Private joke. His drinking never was. Jesse had never been a happy drunk or a funny one. Just a drunk. Once he would still have been drunk at this time of the morning, trying to decide whether he was waking up or coming to, and likely scared shitless about what he might have done the night before. Good times. Now he set the alarm for 6, 7 days a week. Last night had been another early one for him, after the relighting of the marquee above the entrance to the Paradise Cinema. The theater had burned to the ground the year before, but somehow that day the volunteers from the Paradise Fire Department had managed to save the marquee. In the immediate aftermath of the fire, a not-for-profit committee had been formed by Lily Kane, part of the town's royal and ruling class. It was called Friends of Paradise. No better friend than Lily, who, being Lily, had quickly raised enough money to invade New Hampshire. The Paradise Cinema had been rebuilt in less than a year, and had officially reopened last night. Jesse had looked around the crowd during the ceremony and seen all these happy faces lining Main Street. So many more faces of color than there had been in Paradise when he'd first arrived here. The town wasn't just more diverse than it had been 20 years ago. He knew it was better because of the diversity, livelier and more welcoming. Even though he knew people of color still scared the money in town, and there was still a boatload of that. But for this one night, they all stood shoulder to shoulder on Main Street, cheering the reopening of a theater that always looked to Jesse as if it had been a fixture in Paradise almost as long as the ocean. It always amazed Jesse how little it took to make other people happy. Molly Crane, his deputy and friend, had seen him staring into the crowd before Lily Kane threw the switch to light the marquee. "Looking for potential perps?" she said. "Nope," he said, "just trying to figure out why something like this could make this many people feel this good." "Maybe because these people don't think feeling good is against the law in Paradise, Massachusetts," she said. "I'm the chief," Jesse said. "I should know shit like that." "Not about being happy," Molly said. "I think of myself as a work in progress," he said. She sighed and said, "So much work." Fireworks had lit the sky as soon as the ceremony ended. Most of Paradise had gone out to party after that, in bars all the way to the beach. Jesse had gone home to bed, alone, but sober. Sober, he knew, was why he was still the chief of police. Alone was because he'd arrived at the decision, at least for the time being, that he was about as good at romantic relationships as he had been with Scotch. Molly Crane had always said he was the alonest man she had ever known. His phone started chirping again. Incoming call this time. The display said, "Suit." "Got a body at the lake," Suitcase Simpson said. Jesse had made Suit a detective at the same time he'd officially made Molly his deputy, and had gotten both of them raises, despite the objections of the cheapskates on the Board of Selectmen. When Jesse had first met Luther Simpson, nicknamed Suitcase after an old-time ballplayer, he'd been a former high school football player, a local who'd just drifted into police work. After he'd taken the test, passed it. Molly had been working the desk and acting as a dispatcher. Now, Suit had grown into being a terrific cop, even if Jesse still looked at him and saw the big open-faced kid he'd met originally. Molly had grown into being a first-rate cop herself, in addition to being completely indispensable. "Man or woman?" Jesse sat up.
"Man."
"How?" Jesse said.
"Looks like a bullet to the back of the head," Suit said. "Or two. Lot of blood."
"ID?"
"Not yet. But we just got here. I wanted to call you first thing." You're a detective, Jesse said. It means you're authorized to start detecting without me. Just going by the book, Suit said. Yours.
Flutter?
No, praise Jesus and all of his apostles.
Suit now knew more about floaters than he'd ever wanted to. Things that Jesse had learned a long time ago in Los Angeles, about how bodies in the water first sank and then eventually came back to the surface as the air in them was replaced with gas that inflated them like toy dolls. The longer they had been in the water, especially seawater, the better the chance that fish and crabs and sea lice had been feeding on them, turning them into something you never forgot. Suit told Jesse exactly where he was at the lake, a part of the closest thing paradise had to a central park, close to town, full of wooded areas, but somehow feeling remote at the same time. It was on the west side of paradise, next to the field where Jesse still played in the Paradise Men's Softball League, what he called the Men of Summer. It's where they'd once found a teenage girl named Eleanor Bishop. Jesse had seen more than his share of floaters when he'd worked robbery-homicide. Suit had never seen one before Eleanor Bishop. He still said he'd rather be caught wearing women's clothing than catch another floater. He'd admitted later to Jesse that the first chance he got that night, and hoping that nobody else noticed, he went into the woods and nearly puked up a lung. Jesse told Suit he was on his way and ended the call. Then he was out of bed, having already decided not to shower, getting into the jeans he'd left hanging over the chair next to the bed, grateful there was no hangover for him to manage. Before the lighting of the marquee, he had been at an AA meeting in Marshport, the next town over from Paradise. At one point, the speaker had said having a hangover was like having a second job. Jesse was still making it, day at a goddamn time. Still on the job as chief. Maybe that was all the proof he needed that the higher power they talked about in AA really was looking out for him, serving and protecting him. Jesse felt a different kind of buzz now, one that had never had anything to do with booze. Just cop adrenaline and a dead body making him feel more alive than he had in a while. He went into the kitchen, poured some coffee into a travel mug, mixed in cream and sugar, and headed out the door. Before he did, he stopped, having caught his reflection in the mirror in his living room. Toasted himself with the mug as he did. First of the day, Jesse Stone thought.